Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay and Seth Habhager. And we are joined right now by our great friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about yourself there?
We're doing good. We especially yesterday got a preview of what the sun looks like. We had forgotten a little bit. We haven't seen that movie in a while, so we got a little bit of a preview yesterday. We've had some cloudy skies for like weeks here, Paul. Mm-hmm. What is the cause of that?
Partially because of the warmer January that we've had. When you get warmer Januaries, it kind of keeps a lot of that low-level moisture in the atmosphere, and you need that Arctic air masses that we typically see to kind of clean that out and give us clear skies. And yeah, January, it's the consequence of a warm January is oftentimes a very cloudy January, and that's certainly been the case here across the upper Midwest and Great Lakes with that. But it looks like things are going to start to come down with our temperatures as we get to the weekend and in the next week. Still some clouds and some snow showers, but some more opportunities for sun as we get more into the next week with some of that cold air maybe helping clear out some of that moisture and that's kind of kept us with that kind of stratus low cloud cover stuff over us here a lot of this month. It looks like today still into that here with the clouds, a few flurries and snow showers, temperatures staying right around 30 for a high. Northeast wind 5 to 10. For tonight, some snow showers and some clouds, otherwise mid-20s. And then mid-20s on Thursday is those steady temps, a few more snow showers. 13th on Thursday night, Friday highs at 31, some more light snow showers, and then 3 above Friday night. Colder for the weekend, still seeing maybe some breaks of sun with some of the clouds Saturday, 13, and then 2 below 0 Saturday night. 10 for Sunday, breaks of sun, some clouds, 3 below Sunday night. And the highs of about 6 into Monday. Maybe some more light snow chances coming our way early next week time frame. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Appreciate the updates as always, Paul. Especially today is Observe the Weather Day as part of our national holiday and everything.
Yeah, I didn't know there was such a thing until somebody told me earlier.
So. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. We appreciate you, Paul. You have a great day. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. You guys too. Mm-hmm.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley joining us as they join us every day, Monday through Friday, right here in this 8 o'clock spot.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa and Seth and James here with you as we get going into this hour, and thank you so much for joining us. We've got, of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. A little after Melissa's news, we'll get into our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends from Quality Plus Printing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I'd like to talk a little bit about language. I think language, or linguistics, if you will, are some of the more fun ways of a person can talk. I mean, there are a lot of things that combine us and bring us closer together. One of the things that I enjoy that brings us the individuality out of ourselves is our dialect. I think that it's one of the more fascinating things about human beings. You can go anywhere in the world, and you're going to find somebody who's going to talk a little different than you. I think there is something very powerful and beautiful about that. I think language is easily one of the most fascinating things under the sun. Dialect is right there with it. They're hand in hand. They work together.
Yes, indeed.
Speech differs greatly throughout the U.S., including how quickly people speak. Some people elongate their words, and they like to talk a little bit slower. Well, I like to look at it as a bit of a Georgia drawl, more food like that. Where down south a little bit more, you get down there, and it's a little more faster and everything.
Yep.
The different dialects, different speeds for different people. Mm-hmm. Others speak more quickly. Preply, P-E-R-E-P-L-Y, an e-learning company, took data from two previous studies and ranked speakers in all 50 states and compiled a list of fast to slow speakers measured in syllables per second.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, this is a pretty interesting thing, right?
It is.
I mean, I'm not alone on this one. I think this is a pretty interesting story and stuff.
Absolutely.
What blew me away, though, was the answers that we got from this.
Okay.
Does anybody want to take just a quick guess out of the 50 states, the state that talked the fastest?
State that talked the fastest.
Well, I saw a study on this, so I'm not going to guess.
Seth, okay.
Oh, okay. No, I have no idea.
Thank
so I'm going to guess.
Playing fair, Melissa. Yeah. Well, I'll be honest, even though I've read the article and stuff, off the top of my head, I would have said a state out west. Or New York.
Yeah, I was thinking east more for me. That's where I was thinking East Coast. Yeah, somewhere
but
in the east.
But I think it's Minnesota.
And yes, according to Preplied, the fastest talking state is Minnesota at 5.34 syllables per second.
Yeah. Which is just astonishing.
That's really?
Yes. One of the oldest jokes about Minnesota is the Minnesota goodbye. Like,
right.
If you have to leave tomorrow, you should start saying goodbye today because it's going to take that long.
It's funny, but I'm thinking about it. In that long goodbye, there is a lot of words exchanged, though. That's the thing. You keep talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And that's why you don't get out of the house faster.
I was going to say
there's
that.
More words.
Yeah.
When you're in the cold, you're going to talk real fast. You get the conversation done.
Yeah, it's like, all right, yeah, you betcha. Yeah, it's good to see you again there. But it's a little cold. We got to get the car started. You know, let's get
exactly.
Yeah, better. Hey, we need to get out the door now. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Second was Louisiana. Minnesota, the fastest talking state was Minnesota per second, while Louisiana is the slowest at 4.78 syllables per second.
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
But what do linguists who've spent years studying American speech patterns think about the findings? Linguists say speech differs across the U.S. due to factors such as race, sex, gender, and more. And geography can play a role also.
That totally makes sense to me, mm-hmm. especially the geography part. That does, yeah. I was just thinking of the fact that Louisiana is the slowest talking state. Mm-hmm. That's because it takes so long to say their state name.
Yeah,
I'm from Louisiana, you know?
It does, yes. So the five fastest speaking states, Minnesota, Oregon, Iowa, Kansas, and North Dakota.
Oh, how about that? Mm. I've lived in two of those states. So apparently I'm a fast talker. I didn't even know it.
I wouldn't say you talk particularly fast, Seth.
I can. Mm-hmm. I mean, for like when we're doing this, I try to slow, you know, I try to be more measured and everything. But I can get a lot of words out in a hurry if I need to. So
the five slowest speaking states.
Oh, man.
No. Louisiana, South Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia.
Hmm.
All in the South.
Yeah. No surprises there. No, not really.
That one was not as surprising. Preplay said it used two studies to analyze speech in 50 states, including a study by Stephen Coates and a study by Marchex, and both of these involving speech rates.
Mm, okay.
Just kind of give you a little bit of index on this.
Yeah.
Huh. Does it show in there where Wisconsin falls?
No, I don't see a top 50. Like, they just gave you the top five here and everything.
I thought it was like 12 in the study that I found.
Okay, all right.
That sounds about right for Wisconsin. They usually ends up in the middle of most things. Yeah, yeah. A few things up and down, but yeah, mostly in the middle.
The articulation of speech is also part of the thing that can slow or speed things up and can also be a very geographical thing.
Okay.
Now, it does tend to go from cities to, in cities, you have a little bit more articulation. When you get to more rural areas or more country areas, it tends to go away a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. It really does. Because.
And geography has a lot to do with this, obviously. And this goes back not just to our country, of course, but around the world.
Yes.
How big this is. Where it's not just that we talk this way, but that we take pride in the way we talk.
Mm-hmm.
That there is a certain level of clout that we carry with it. This happens a lot in Chicago. Where I'm talking the way I'm talking right now. You're not from Chicago. That's not how Chicagoans talk. Right? So the people I know that talk like typical Chicagoans and everything, they really lean into it oftentimes.
Yes.
I know a lot of friends of mine in the South that are very similar to that, mm-hmm. where I know when we're talking just normally and everything how they are, and then I can tell when they're around others that are from the South. I think we tend to do this around people of our own dialect more than we do with others.
I think that's true. I really do. And I think you touched on something, James, too. It's whether or not you want to have that accent.
Yeah.
Because you can control it. to a certain mm-hmm. extent, people can control it. I mean, we've talked, I think, before about my folks have lived in South Carolina mm-hmm. now for, I don't know, 15 years or so, something like that. Not a trace of a Southern accent, because they deliberately did not want to pick up a Southern accent. Mm-hmm. I know people who live in there for 2 seconds and suddenly they're talking like this, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. It's because they like it and they want to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's,
that was me when I was 8.
Oh,
We visited West Virginia. We drove someone down there to visit a college, mm-hmm. and I instantly started talking just like everybody around.
Like a West Virginian.
I thought it was so cool.
That's awesome.
We're an actor early on, Mel.
Yeah, you were. You didn't even know. I just picked it up so easily.
Now I feel like it's almost an insult, though.
You got to be careful.
You got to be careful.
You don't want to just start. Because
I don't want to make fun.
No. And it's not an effort to make, I don't want to make fun of somebody, but I like imitating accents.
Yeah, it's fun.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery oftentimes.
That's true.
And I know that it is the case for me whenever I do a Southern or an English accent mm-hmm. or anything like that. I like those dialects, so I like doing them.
Well, and it's funny.
But in basic conversation, it might come across as a little condescending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And it's fun to go down to find, because people, some you might think, the South, they've all got the same dialect or same accent or the same dialect. No, they don't, because there's different parts of the South. My favorite example is Charleston. Mm-hmm. Charleston itself has its own specific accent.
Yeah, it does. Yes.
And it's a softer Southern drawl. I mean, it's there, but it sounds almost like an English accent.
Mm-hmm.
Because
really?
Yes, because Charleston is famous for being the most English of, even from the beginning of our country. Charleston was the most English of the cities, of all the major cities from the original colonies. And that they've held on to that. That accent is still there.
Such cool history in this mm-hmm. country. There's such fascinating, cool history in this country. And you can take any thread and just go down a rabbit hole.
Oh, man.
Dialects are a big one. Just language in general. Especially as they continue in the article to kind of talk about here. In the South, of course, it is common to have slower speech. What happens is you end up combining vowels in the South. Many of us here would say that, but they'll say it down there, that.
They at. Yep.
Yeah, and extend it a little bit, adding the Y into these things, and adding extra letters and stuff. It's basically the way I learn, how I spell. I always feel like when I'm spelling a word I don't know, I'm adding letters.
Yeah.
I'm not the guy that has less letters like a smart person would.
Well, it's phonetic. It makes sense, right? Yeah, I'm phonetically spelling it here.
It's interesting, too, how some of these dialects were brought over from other countries mm-hmm. when we immigrated or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So much of it just fascinating.
Again, I keep going to South Carolina just because my parents live down there and I know a lot about it. There is what's called the Low Country in South Carolina. It's by the coast, the marsh, swampy marshlands and stuff mm-hmm. where they used to grow rice all, centuries ago. The descendants of slaves in that area have their own dialect called Gullah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's a fascinating dialect of mix of English and of African words, and it's very localized into that area. But it's such a fascinating language or dialect to hear. It's really neat. It's really interesting.
We will take a break, right? Oh, I'm sorry, Mel. Did you have some?
Just that the things that are regional like that and just mm-hmm. very culturally centric are so cool. And they are trying to bring back our indigenous languages mm-hmm. in Wisconsin.
Before they die out,
mm-hmm. Right, on the road signs. They have a couple websites within I know that the Menominee tribe has a website mm-hmm. where you can look up language lessons.
Really?
Which is just so cool.
Well, that's mm-hmm. neat.
I've reached out to a couple of two different tribes in the northern Wisconsin about this to have them on either Morning Magazine or the Morning Show here to talk about this.
That'd be cool.
I saw the article a couple of weeks ago about this in NPR or WPR, just got me really thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It's we've When I say we, obviously those of us around right now, I'm not talking about that specifically. I mean we as a country. If you're going to call yourself an American, you got to own what it is to be an American. That means the good and the bad and all the gray.
That's right.
And what we have done with the Native American people and their language, I think it falls on all of us as Americans to help keep that language alive.
It shouldn't
fall on just them.
No.
I understand why they would lead the charge. I understand why they would run the classes, these kind of things.
Makes sense.
But as far as like bringing attention to it, bringing awareness to it, everybody should be caring about this. That's American history right there.
It is.
That's yes. part of our history, just as not as much as theirs, obviously, but it is a part of our history as well.
And it should be honored. Yep.
In the country that we live in.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's given. It's respect. You move to another country, you're gonna give respect to that country in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Yep.
So
exactly,
it should not just fall on them.
No, not at all.
Take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating with some birthdays and anniversaries and a whole bunch more fun on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
It's aggressively telling you happy birthday.
That's right.
Sounds like my family wishing you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
It's a good one. I like that one. You know what that music means. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR when you get there. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, tomorrow, any day coming up, get on over there. Let them know it's your birthday. And you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Yum. Mm. Not cake.
No.
Pie.
We of course have a short list today, just one name that can qualify, but we do again want to wish a very, very, very happy birthday to our head of news, one of our favorite team members in history, Melissa Kay. Very happy birthday again to you, Mel.
Aw, thank you guys.
Do you have anything fun lined up today or this weekend or anything?
Yeah, actually I do. I am planning to go to Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on Friday.
There you go.
Right on.
And I'm going out with a group of girls. We're going to have a nice dinner and then go see the show. And it's going to be a fun night. I'm looking forward to it.
Very cool.
Taking my roomie out with me, my former roomie.
Very, very cool. That's going to be awesome.
Excited about that.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a blast.
Mm-hmm.
We will actually be talking about Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on Friday's show. Mystique McNamara is going to join us to talk about the show and everything a little bit as it premieres that night.
Yeah, and I do have to throw in, I have another name for today's birthdays.
Hey.
It is also my Aunt Bobby's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Aunt Bobby.
Happy birthday, Aunt Bobby.
We share a birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you like that growing up?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool because she always remembered my birthday, obviously. It's kind of hard to forget when it's your own. Make sure to send me a card and wish me a happy day. And so, it felt special to share a birthday with her.
She
lives in Eau Claire. She's a published author.
Ooh.
You can look for her book on wherever you get your books. Hidden Places, I believe it's called.
Hmm.
Bobby Graffender.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Nice.
Well, Melissa, while we appreciate you, we especially appreciate you on days like this and everything, you cannot win because you work here. Because you work here, you cannot
Bummer.
Win. But Suzanne Wilkes can, and she is our qualifier.
Right. Hey, happy birthday, Suzanne.
Happy birthday, Suzanne. Only awesome people were born on this day.
Only awesomeness.
We hope you have a great birthday, Suzanne. Enjoy your day. She's got a point.
True.
I'm seeing a couple names here, and they're all awesome people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that seems to add up everything. I think Melissa's correct. And to hit on that, Elisa Keys, 42 today as we kick off our celebrities. Wonderfully, incredibly talented free singer, songwriter. They say in here, Lisa makes a big deal, they say a big deal, I don't know about that, but that she does not wear makeup, that she's not a makeup person.
Which is very cool.
Yeah,
that especially is, in that is line cool. of work, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
women don't have to wear makeup to be beautiful.
That's right.
No,
something
no,
society
don't.
Has pushed
you
on
You are
us.
So right, actually, Melissa.
I actually did this. Oh, thanks, Seth. I actually did that when I was working at the high school. for a lot of years. I for most of my 6 years that I worked there, I didn't wear makeup because I wanted those girls to know that you are beautiful however you are.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is a hot take. Maybe it's going to get me in trouble.
Oh, boy.
I've never seen a woman in makeup and out of makeup look better with makeup. To me, a woman has always looked better without makeup, regardless of what time of day it is or any of these other factors. Natural has always seemed more beautiful to me. It's not to say makeup is horrible or there's plenty of people that just use a touch or a bit or whatever and everything, but each their own.
And it has its place. It does. It has its place in society, but women should feel beautiful just for being them.
I agree. Yeah, 100%.
Men too, but you don't have the same, you know, makeup pressures as we
do. No, the societal. No, you're right. Absolutely.
I don't
generally. Seth, you're beautiful.
I don't know how to take that.
let's see here. Mia Kirshner is 48. She is Spock's mom on Star Trek Discovery, Mandy the Assassin on 24, Jenny on The L Word. Mia's got a good career. She's a good actor.
Wow. Yeah, she's been in a lot.
And let us see here. Getting a thin list here now.
More cool people, I guess, on the 25th here.
Let us see here. Jennifer Lewis is 66. Dre's mom, Ruby, on Black-ish. She was also a voice on the PJs and Becca in Castaway.
Oh, wow. The PJs, man. I haven't thought of that show in a long time.
She was in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's right. That's the other way. Okay. It's the other reason I knew her name.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she was in Sister Act, too.
Oh, I didn't know
the
that.
The first one. Okay. Sister Act. Well. She was in Sister Act as well.
That was good.
Diana Menoff is 67. Elaine on Soap and Carol on Empty Nest. Great character actor.
Oh, wow.
Her face, her delivery and her shock face were two of the better ones.
Mm-hmm.
Soap was a sneaky great show back in the day, kind of ahead of its time.
It was.
In some ways. In some ways, certainly the way they handled certain subject matters didn't age well and everything. But, you know, and given its time period and everything.
It was a parody, so yeah, that's the cool thing about it. Right. Yeah.
She was in Neil Simon's I Ought to Be in Pictures in 1982.
Oh, wow.
I did that show on the stage in Toma.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
Oh,
with Tommy Thompson.
Wow.
Sorry, not Tommy. Ed. His brother, Ed.
Ed Thompson. Okay. I was going to say, I did not Ed. Know.
Did Tommy have time to do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Andy Cox is 67, guitarist for the English Beat and the Fine Young Cannibals.
He drives me crazy. It's
immediately popped in everybody's head.
Did I put that on the 80s bumpers?
I don't know. Taking a look at some people no longer with us. Dean Jones, born to stay in 1931, passed away in 2015. Legendary Disney star of The Love Bug, The Shaggy D.A., Saved by the Bell, Hawaiian style. Dean Jones had a good career.
He did. He had a very good career.
I loved him.
I do think that Disney was one of those early companies that was not the typical Hollywood production company that found actors they liked and kept giving them work.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's very true.
Don Knotts is probably the best example of this, or maybe one of the better examples, I would say.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones, but I think that there's I think of actors like this, where I don't know how much work they would have gotten outside of it, you know? So
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Snowball Express was probably my favorite movie with him.
To continue our that's a good reference. Yeah. That's a great reference. To continue our theme of great singer voices, from Alicia Keys to our own Melissa to the legend Etta James, born on this day in 1938, passed away in 2012.
Yeah.
Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Like
At last. I love that song.
I don't know if there's certain artists where I don't have to say much other than their name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's just there. Like anything I add to this is going to be folly. Like I'll miss some things or I'll say something. Yeah, that just Etta James, man.
Yep.
It's just one of the smoothest voices you'll ever hear. Mm-hmm. And Virginia Woolf, born in this day in 1882, passed away in 1941. Novelist, of course, To the Lighthouse, Orlando. I think The Waves is a classic. Room of One's Own that we touched on earlier.
Yep. Mrs. Dalloway.
Good choice. The Years.
Yep.
Virginia Woolf, just also sneaky quote machine. Like, yes. I don't think a lot of people realize. For most of history, Anonymous was a woman. That is a Virginia Woolf quote.
which is probably true. That's true.
It's one of the greatest quotes of all time.
It is, yeah.
Honestly, like, what do I say about a quote? A quote, to me, a great one, is a good short story. It makes you, well, wait a minute, what does she mean by that? And it gets you digging. And all of a sudden you realize, like, if you don't understand what she means right away by that, you're going to do a little digging on that one. It gets your brain going, and you're wondering, wait, where does that come from? And it's so accurate, so true, and it's a nice way of keeping that history alive of hey, how it used to be.
Yes.
The truth is, I often like women. I like their unconventionality. I like their completeness. I like their anonymity. Why are women so much more interesting to men than men are to women? great line.
That's a great one.
Line. Arrange whatever pieces come your way. It's another good one.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Just a quote machine. What a writer.
Yep.
Incredible writer. I would love to, we'll have to bring this up with Mystique, if it was just by coincidence or by chance or that they planned it to have the Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf this Friday premiering on the same week of her birthday.
I don't know, but it's perfect. I think it's great.
It really worked out.
That's really neat.
It's also very interesting that they're doing it with an all-female cast.
Oh, yeah. Just love that.
When you consider Virginia's preference when it comes to that.
That's correct. Yes, that's true. That's a good point.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And just going to, you know, Seth and I got spoiled the other day getting to talk to Mystique and Mo about the show and everything on Director's Cut. And if you didn't get to hear it this past Sunday, go back, look up the podcast at civicmedia.us. Check that out. Great conversation with those two and really interesting questions, really interesting answers to a lot of those kind of things that you're talking about there, Melissa. We will take a break, but before we do, one more time, got to wish Aunt Bobby a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Aunt Bobby.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to our qualifier, Suzanne Wilkes.
Happy birthday, Suzanne.
Congratulations.
Yes, indeed.
Very special happy birthday to our very own Melissa Kay. Hope you enjoy your day.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you. I will, Seth, just to spite you.
We'll take a break and we'll get to Melissa's news now. You go ahead and treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You get there. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Take these broken wings. Learn to fly again. Oh, the 80s. Only in the 80s could you name your band Mr.
Mr.
Like, the only way you could do that. Yeah. It wasn't even like the initials and then Mr. It's just both were Mr. Like, the laziest band names in human history. That's got to be top 10.
Mr.
Got to be top 10.
But they were popular for a while.
They certainly were. A couple of hits.
Yes,
can't
they
call
did.
Them a one-hit wonder, can you? Because they had at least two.
They had Broken Rings. They had Kyrie was the other big one. And they had a couple other lesser hits, too. Yeah.
I was talking about this the other day. For my like early years, there's certain songs that I didn't know the actual name of that song because radio DJs wouldn't say the name. forever. That one, that's a big one. I thought it was Laser or something like that. Like, carry a laser with you. Like, that's what I thought he was saying. Carry a laser with you.
That is hilarious.
Doesn't he say something about going into battle? So I was like, carry a laser with you into battle or something like that. I'm like, what? This doesn't make any sense.
It's actually Kyrie eleison, which is a religious term, actually. On the road that I must travel is actually what it is.
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense.
I ruined your childhood with that one. It's like carrying a laser, man.
And I can't think of Sherry.
Yep.
I didn't know her name was Sherry. I didn't know it was Sherry. Forever. I had no idea that the name they were singing was Sherry in that song.
There you go.
The 80s. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We were talking a little bit earlier about dialects and those things, and we're going to get into an interesting one right here. Now, we'll probably touch on a little of it, and then we'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing at any moment. We'll get into some fun words with them with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, and then we'll come back to this article here, because I did want to get into it a little bit. Someone asked 1,000 Americans questions about different parts of the country, the Northeast, the South, the West, the Midwest, and they compared the results to the same poll done in 1983. One question they asked was, which part of the country is the friendliest? And our answer hasn't changed one bit. That's okay. pretty interesting. From 1983 wow. to now, the answer has not changed.
Wow.
The South still ranks first.
Hmm.
Hmm.
47% of people in 1983 voted for it, and so did 47% of Americans today. The Midwest is next at 30%, followed by people out west at 15%, and the Northeast was voted the rudest part of the country then and now.
I think that hasn't changed at all either.
No, so, no that no. one did not change. I will say that this is a little bit one of those cases of two Americas. Mm-hmm. I think some of us don't maybe feel as welcome in the South as others.
That's, I think you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I also think that that in itself can be a stereotype and one that I share with many others.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to visit every state in this union. I want to visit every one of them. I want to see what's beautiful about every state because I generally believe every state in this country has beauty to it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me how comfortable I feel spending time in Mississippi. I'm being completely honest that I'm being stereotypical with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to push through it, and I'd like to spend some time in Mississippi, and I reach out to anybody out there listening in Mississippi to reach out to me and this and that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I don't know anybody there. I'm just driving through to get to Florida so I can retire or something like that.
Right, yeah.
And everything. I don't know if I'm stopping. I'm just being completely honest with everybody. My experiences in the South have been very touch and go. When I am with people who are from, like when I was in Texas, when I was with fellow Texans, wasn't a big deal. Didn't seem to matter. Mm. When I was by myself, and I mean even just going to a gas station, it was a lot different story, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Some of the things that I dealt with, some of the things I heard.
Yeah.
You don't want to judge a whole state on one area.
No.
So none of that is fair, and you can never judge a book by its cover, and no one thing fits any one state.
Right.
But correct. In the fact of honesty, just wanted to go
ahead. Yeah, that, we hear you.
Do want to go ahead and get to our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, Phil Hartley joining us right now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing over there?
Doing good.
Doing pretty good.
How are you guys doing over there?
Yeah, it's Irish Coffee Day. We started early.
Hey! It's good on you, Phil. We did too. We did too.
I just finished mine.
Okay.
Oh, now the way she said that too, that was really good.
It's a good thing she did the news already.
Yeah.
Some of it.
Our friends at Quality Plus Printing join us every Wednesday right around this time with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, what do you got for us today?
So, you know, sometimes I go with words the way they sound. Sometimes it's because they're uplifting or fun. This one is more like, I didn't know they had a word for that. So here it is. Marginalia.
Okay.
M-A-R-G-I-N-A-L-I-A.
Marginalia?
Marginalia is how they're saying to pronounce it here. And it's notes or other marks written in the margins of a text.
Nice.
So, students love flipping through their old literature textbooks to see the marginalia left behind by other students.
There you go.
That's like the Harry Potter thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's lots of marginalia in that one. Or, you know, maybe when your papers are corrected or something, there's lots of marginalia. Written by the teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we got the example. I think what I think is cool is even knowing what that is. We know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us knew the word for that or that there even was a word for it.
Yeah, exactly.
When I stumbled across that, I said, I don't know if there needs to be a word for that, but that's kind of cool.
I like that. I like that our language is like that. We've been talking a lot of language today, Phil, and I like that we do this in the English language where we may use that. Some of us may never use that word, but we got it in our back pocket if we need it.
Got it now.
Now when you write notes on the script or something, James, you'll know.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Impress your friends.
Yeah, you're not kidding, Phil. There are certain words that stay with you for whatever reason and stuff. That's going to be one of them.
That's it.
You can tell the director you're giving me too much marginalia.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Running out of room.
How are things going over at the shop, Phil? How are things at the store?
No, we've had a very busy week. It's going streaks and you pray for things to come. You know, when you think it's getting quiet and then. It's not quiet, so that's good the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of visitors in shop, but working on a couple different orders today for our friends at Prince out of Marshfield. They sell pet food and then and pet products, not to normally people on the street, but to stores.
Okay.
And so we've got a lot of catalogs for them that they send out to their, you know, regional stores and that use it. So we thank God for them. They're a good customer of ours. Camp Manitouish. You ever hear of that place? I've never been there, but man.
Sounds familiar.
YMCA camp that deals a lot with different types of students and young people that need help. And it seems like a great place. I got to get there someplace. But we do a lot of printing for them. My friends over at Kissinger Insurance, too, Colton. We're designing a brochure for him today, a local business. He just moved into a new address. I'm sure Stephanie's already hitting them up for advertising. In fact, I know she is.
Excellent. Excellent.
And I'm sure he will be. He's a cool dude, Colton. And anyway, they just moved into a new building on 12th Street, so we're picking up some brochures for him this morning about that move that he's got a ribbon cutting tomorrow morning with a chamber. And so we want people to handle some brochures. So we got that going this morning, too. So it's a busy day.
Very busy today.
So Irish coffee to everyone.
We are going to keep you busy, Phil. We're going to send people your way. If you got printing needs, bring it to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. They are at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call as well at 423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com, and follow them on social media. Got a great Facebook page. Love the stuff that you put up there, Phil, especially the most beautiful member you've got of that team over there. And by that I mean the little baby. That baby is just such a beautiful baby.
Yeah, he's going to be used a lot. My daughter's wondering how she's going to get funds out of this. until he gets a lawyer, I'm going forward.
Yeah. That's the way to do it, man. That's the way to do it. Good on you. Man, just once they get an agent, it's all downhill.
Then it's all downhill from there.
Thank you so much, Phil.
I'm going to be on the internet early tomorrow morning signing up for millions of dollars in advertising, too.
Yes. Please do get in on that,
yes,
Phil.
Indeed.
Yes, you guys are the exact kind of businesses we want in on. That so do please do so.
I'm looking forward to doing that, and that's a really neat opportunity. So
yes.
I'm glad you're doing that.
Indeed.
Appreciate that. Appreciate you, Phil. Always good to talk to you, brother. You have a good week, and we'll talk again next Wednesday.
All right, sounds great. Take care, you guys.
You too.
You too.
Again, all your printing needs, bring them to Quality Plus Printing, 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 423-7440, or visit their website, qpprinting.com.
Yes.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. And again, a big shout out to our friends Phil Hartley and the gang over at Quality Plus Printing joining us. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And interesting, too, because we're talking words, we're talking dialect and all these things. Now we're talking friendliest areas. When we left you last with this subject, we were talking about the friendliest parts of the country. And, of course, the South was ranked number one, and Northeast was ranked the rudest. Well, here are a few more questions they asked and how people answered them.
All right.
Who has the worst weather?
That's a little tougher than you'd think.
The Midwest won with 32% of the vote, but it was close. 28% said the South, 27% said the Northeast, and the West was voted as having the best weather overall.
And that, yeah, I think that makes sense. It really does. Mm-hmm. Except for all the rain that we're getting in California right now. But other than that.
And the firefighters.
And the fires and that. So I don't know. I don't know if there's any great place. Lots of weather.
And when did
happening.
They do this study? You know, some of that stuff started happening very recently.
That's true.
Well, they had the study they did in 1983, and then they brought it back this year.
For 2023.
Okay. For 2023.
Okay. Yeah.
And so they're comparing the stats. And I do think that's a good point, though, Mel. I do think that's a good point, especially compared to the 83 stats and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who has the thickest accent? Well, the South dominated this one with 67% of the vote, but the Northeast was a distant second.
Yeah, the New England / New York, that whole corridor there, yeah.
I think
which one is harder to understand?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Boy, my co-teacher and partner in teaching, Brian and everything, he's from Boston. And when he gets, like, if he's angry, and he, like, because you can tell he holds back his dialect a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when he gets angry, it is almost like listening to an Irishman that you've never understood before. Like, you never one day understood him, and you still don't. Like, you just nod your head. Like, of course. I don't know.
What? Okay.
That's a good one. I think that's a great question.
I think it would be East Coast because they talk fast. Whereas even if it's really thick down south, they're talking slow.
I will say, though, again, another group of people I grew up around, some Cajuns growing up. My first best friend when I grew up, his family was from New Orleans. And his dad was Muslim, but had a thick Cajun accent.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Just one of the more interesting combinations of people. Him and my mother, I still can picture them sitting there having coffee and having these deep, long conversations and everything. And hearing that, like, in the other room, hearing his laugh or that he laughed Cajun. Like, even his laugh was Cajun, man. Like, it was awesome. Great. But he was hard to understand sometimes for me. But it could have been also because I was young. When you're little and you don't have as many experiences with dialect, it takes you a little bit more. I don't know.
Yep.
Well, and also if they use a lot of colloquial terms.
Nice.
Exactly.
Wait, and just nice dialect with that, Melissa.
Colloquial is such a hard word.
Yeah. We all know how much trouble I have with words. Where's the best place for a vacation? Out west got the most votes, followed by the south.
Yeah. I can see that. Although, you know, I just realized I've only been out west like once for a vacation, and that wasn't even in California. That was like Washington and Oregon. Every time, you know, I think about going on a vacation, it usually ends up either in the south or the east for whatever reason. I don't know why.
There's a lot of west to choose from, though.
That's true. There's a lot out there. You're right.
I've always wanted to check out, like, Washington and Oregon, like those really
beautiful states.
They are beautiful. Right? Yeah.
Everybody tells me that. I gotta get over
the mountains and the forests. Yeah, it's really cool.
And the ocean.
Yeah,
and the moss trees. James, you'll love the moss trees.
Yeah. I've seen pictures, but who has the highest cost of living? Well, this is an easy one, I'm pretty sure. 45% said people out west do. Everybody else was wrong. I love the Midwest. I'm very, very happy to be here. This is where I belong right now and all those things. There's no way I would have moved from California if it wasn't for the price of living. Just being completely honest with everybody and everything. There were some family ties that pulled me back, so that would have eventually done it. But as far as without any of those outside factors, I'd still have a California address problem.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's what fit me. That's where I enjoyed a lot of the aspects of it in my career and course and those things.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where do most of the people who, quote, run things come from?
Okay.
Yeah, let's add to that.
Yeah,
let's add to that term or that theme or that idea.
Yeah.
Well, the Northeast got 47% of the vote, down from 51% in 1983. But the big change was the South now ranks second. 40 years ago, it was last.
Oh. Now, this is not necessarily, this is what people's opinions are, right, about where they come from. It's not necessarily what the actual stats are. So, at least that's my understanding anyway.
Because the actual stat is their mothers.
If it was 8:59, we would have dropped the mic right there. We got 5 more minutes here to go.
Yeah, darn.
But that was great, man. That was good. And if you're wondering, that always makes me laugh when I hear about conspiracy theories like the Illuminati or this secret group of people running the world and all these things.
Jews with lasers.
Yeah, yes, Jewish space lasers is another great one. Mm-hmm. And I will take this moment to again remind everybody, I am very responsible with my Jewish space laser. I'm very responsible with it. I use it to distract cats. And that's about it. That's about it, pretty much what I do with it.
Entertain some cats. That's all James does.
That's all I do. I don't misuse it. And the idea of this kind of thing is always funny mm-hmm. to me because it already is. I mean, this already exists. You've got the top 1%. Like, we talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
We talk about that all the time. There is no secret group. They're not hiding anything.
They're out in the open.
They're right there. Does anybody consider what Steve Jobs or Elon Musk is doing is hiding their wealth, like, as they're flying
they're
to space?
More brazen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
People with money do not hide it.
Like,
no. So as far as that, who's running the country or whatever.
You know, when you got 10 yachts, it's kind of hard to miss. You know, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, some of their motives, those they may not be putting out there immediately, but you can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We ask these questions, or they ask these questions in the survey. I want to come back to one, like the places that the best place for a vacation. Now, where would you consider the best place for a vacation? Melissa, how about you?
I've loved every vacation I've taken out west. Most recently going out to Arizona, I didn't know how beautiful the desert was.
Yeah.
So I would like to do that again, but I have never been to the East Coast.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No. So someday.
Mm.
Well, the cool thing about the East Coast is there's just so much. There's, especially if you like history, there's a lot of mm-hmm. cool things to see out there for history. And you can visit a whole lot of places in a very short period of time.
Yeah, it's like going to Europe. Mm.
Exactly, because, you know, if you just go up like the megalopolis starting in Boston, heading down to D.C., I mean, you could go that whole stretch and see all kinds of historical things there. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. And you don't have to take a lot of time to do it.
How about you, Seth?
You know, I'm trying to think of places that I haven't been in a while. I know that going out west and seeing some of the national parks for sure is something that's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hopefully, you know, my family, we're kind of planning on hopefully it's something at some time in the future that we're going to be able to do that, you know, take a trip and see as many of those as we can. And that's kind of what I'm looking forward to right now. But other than that, you know, most of the trips I've taken, you know, have been out east or to the south to visit my folks, you know, down to the south to visit them down in South Carolina. I love visiting South Carolina, especially where they are, because it's got they're on an island with a really nice beach that's not too crowded, and it's really nice. So.
It's so beautiful out there.
Yeah. And that's actually a state that I want to check out because I have never been there either.
Some really cool stuff there.
Really cool.
Especially when you get to the coast.
Mm-hmm. But to go out west, you almost need like a huge chunk of time because it's so big.
Yeah, exactly. It's so big. Yeah.
Just getting there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm. We are 1 day, 1 minute, and 30 seconds away from the wonderful, amazing, incredible Civic Media $1 million advertising giveaway. It's right here, everybody. We're just moments away from this, everybody. We are so excited. Less than, 24 hours.
24 hours.
We got about a little over 24 hours. Just a minute and 13 seconds away. Take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to work with one of the fastest-growing media companies in Wisconsin and get a radio advertising campaign to promote your business for free.
Mm-hmm.
For free.
There are many layers to this.
Yep.
But it all kicks off at 9, and we're giving away it all.
Yes.
Local, new, small, you know, any business out there, whether you've been with us for years or you've never been with us, this is for everybody, all the above. We want you to be a part of our team.
You heard Phil talk about it when he was going off the air about him doing it. And I know I've talked to a couple people, businesses in the area that seem really interested in it. And I'm like, let's show everyone. How good WFHR is, how long our long history here in Wisconsin Rapids is. Mm-hmm. And let's get as many people from around here as we can.
I want to say we're the oldest station that's a part of Pacific
Media. I believe that is true, yes.
Let's show them that.
Yeah,
let's show them this long-running fan base. Mm-hmm. Let's let them know. Make sure that when you do get in on this, you put in there the morning show and WFHR.
Yep.
Help us with some bragging rights.
Yeah.
Spread the word about this. If you know a small business out there, tell them to get in on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a fun, awesome thing that we're able to do. And a big shout out to our sales team, to our Civic Media higher ups and everything coming up with this idea. This is fantastic.
Absolutely.
And now that we're under the 24-hour mark, you can set yourself an alarm on your phone. If you
didn't
already put it in your calendar, just set an alarm.
Do it now.
Yeah, and please do this, everybody, because we want you to be a part of this. Again, the $1 million advertising giveaway starting at 9 tomorrow, right at this time, right at 9, right now.
Right now.
24 hours from now. You can go to civicmedia.us/million for more information. We'll take a break and come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.